The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, our social media feeds and our WhatsApp groups have been flooded with pictures of people's sourdoughs, and some people compete to see who can bake the best bread while stuck at home. But are the bread makers worried that when this is all over, we'll all be so great at baking that we won't want theirs? We asked Liam Geraghty to look into it, and all he said was, "It's the yeast I could do."
Flour has been disappearing from shelves. Something's definitely awry.
Bread.
And the soda bread.
You're doing bread.
The Irish soda bread.
It's hard to get your hands on flour.
Heard people can't get baking powder.
The secret to sourdough starter success.
Talk about the Great Irish Bake Off. Every house on my street has turned into a boulangerie.
Tous les matins, il achetait son petit pain au chocolat. Aïe, 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 aïe. La boulangère lui souriait.
I haven't baked a thing, but I don't want to go against the grain, so I'm calling for help from comedian and baker Garode Farley.
Hello, just one second, I'm just washing my hands.
Ever vigilant. Every week, Garode has been doing a bake-along on his Instagram, so I thought I'd ask him for some advice.
I think sometimes, you know, when you see somebody really struggle, it gives people confidence. I think that's all that can be gained from my baking demos, is that they go, oh, look how badly he's done it. Surely I can do better than that. When I wanted to learn to cook properly, I bought that Ministry of Food book by Jamie Oliver. And the second time I used it, I actually left it on a ring and set it on fire.
Besides all that, Garode walked me through how to make a white bloomer.
Knead it properly for about a good 10-15 minutes. So you'll get a good upper body workout from that, Liam.
I had the list of ingredients to pick up from the shop and a week to do it. But in the meantime, I thought I should talk to some professional bakers. No offence, Garode.
I'm Josephine Plettenberg. I run Spelt Bakers.
Spelt Bakers is a small artisan bakery in Goran, Kilkenny. And Josephine has never seen eye to eye with a sliced pan.
No. No, I'm German. I grew up in Germany and no. It's, and I, you know, the Irish saying of the sliced pan being the best thing ever invented. I'm not buying it.
Local markets played a big part for Josephine's business, so for the time being, they've had to move online.
People are really patient and nice, you know, like they buy something and they get a different bread on the wrong day, delivered to their neighbours rather than to themselves. It's you know, it's like a taxi driver in their first week. You don't know where you're going.
And what of this bread obsession? Are we being too needy?
Bread is such a basic thing. People feel insecure if they haven't got the options to make it. We've had a worldwide shortage of yeast now.
And here we all thought toilet roll was going to sell out.
All the supply lines are in trouble at the moment. You know, people are overbuying and I was thinking to put on Facebook, you know, anyone give me a bag of yeast? You have it at home, I know you do.
So is Josephine afraid we're all going to become expert bakers and not need bakeries anymore? Not in the slightest.
I saw people in the supermarket and they were buying brown bread and baking powder and buttermilk. And I didn't say it, I should have said it, it's the wrong stuff. You're not going to make bread like this. You know, there was a vague memory of how someone used to make brown soda bread, but you're not going to put it together with baking powder. You know, so it's interesting to see that people have an idea that they need to have this in the house.
My name is Maciej Chlebicki, one of the owners of MMM Family Bakery, the Bredski Brothers. There's a bakery we based in Castlebar, County Mayo.
Turns out it's not just us amateurs baking from home. The professionals are getting in on it too.
Together with my brothers and sister, okay, we from time to time we do get competitions of cooking competitions. I pride myself to bake the Madeira cake and some other main dishes, okay.
In the firehouse Lighthouse Bakery in Delgany, Wicklow, owner Patrick Ryan says the more people like me baking, the merrier.
People often kind of go, why do you share so many recipes and stuff like that? The more people we can get baking, the better appreciation they have. Their taste for it is going to improve. They're going to demand it more and more. And realistically, they're not going to be able to bake day to day. So on the days that you don't bake, we're still here.
So after hours of baking, there was no loafing around. I video called Garode Farley to show him the results.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah, I think that's really good. It's like a big burger bun. That's brilliant. Was it very satisfying? Did you feel in touch with yourself and with nature and enjoy the mindfulness of kneading with a K?
I didn't feel any of that because I actually bought it in the supermarket. I can't make bread. Are you kidding?
Oh my God, what a cheater. This is disgraceful.
Well, when it comes to bread, a bit like Liam, quality will always rise to the top. Liam Geraghty reporting there. That's all we have time for this week.